Greetings. Wow, what a fruitful week in Angola. I've been with many hungry, willing, teachable pastors, men and women who want to embrace being a part of the family tree of life in Christ. I'm believing for God's full harvest here among his people in Angola. Thank you to all who are seeking the kingdom of God to become expressions of his life here. I preached in many churches, taught ministering from the tree of life in various forms of seminars, spoke on the radio, ordained several pastors, and experienced life with my Angolan family. Tonight I head to Portugal and then to Madeira Island for a week of prophetic training, activation, also healing and miracles. I'm expecting God to do wonderful things. The journey of our lives is a journey of fulfilling the harvest of our lives. The harvest of our lives is about what of us gives life to our world. Metaphorically speaking, we should establish ceilings that become foundations for further increase in the next generation. We must make this our aim in life. It doesn't just happen. We have to be determined for it to happen. As I've said, determination includes strategy, measure, and counting the cost. Harvest isn't just a season in the year. It is the fruit of every step, every action, and every aim of the year. The law of harvest includes the lesser laws of sowing and reaping, diligence and prosperity, watering, tilling, sharpening, and many other things that serve the fulfillment of harvest in our lives. Luke 14:26-33. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Forsaking all to be a disciple of Christ is not about forsaking things. It's about attaching to Christ in all things. It's not a matter of hating our father and mother, but one of loving God the most in all things. We cannot be distracted from our connection with God in all things to fulfill the purpose of our lives. We must be determined to fulfill our harvest, and we must embrace every part of the process. To determine is to make one's mind very firmly. It means to come to a decision, to resolve that something is true. Determination is a resolve to come to an end in a manner. It involves reaching a specific goal or target. Our goal and target must be the harvest of our lives. We must be determined for harvest. If we don't believe there is a harvest, we won't be determined to get there. We must be disciplined for a harvest. Discipline is a trained condition of order and obedience. Our actions will follow our beliefs. Discipline is a system of rules for conduct. It is an organized revelation of boundaries. Our lives must manifest a code of conduct that acts toward a harvest. Our methods of rule for regulating the conduct of our lives should be aimed towards the purpose of harvest. We must be disciplined for a harvest. Our discipline is not a discipline of the flesh, but an indulgence in the spirit. We must embrace and fully depend upon the grace that comes to us in Christ to fulfill our purpose in him. The first exercise is to believe the voice of God within our hearts. Respond to his voice. See what he sees, and receive his strategy to walk the path in all that he says. We cannot be lazy. We must stir our spirits with God's Holy Spirit, allow our spirits to flood our souls, and passionately apply our thoughts, reasoning, imagination, emotions, and desires to put actions to work for the glory of all God brings out from within us. Our attitudes, thoughts, and actions must be responsive to the Word of God within our hearts. Our hearing God will inspire faith, and that faith will be demonstrated through the works of our lives. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.